This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized the need to strengthen the justice delivery system to ensure a just and fair society. The president was speaking after releasing three publications brought out by the Supreme Court of India at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. The three publications released were Justice for the Nation, Reflections on 75 Years of the Supreme Court, Prisons in India, Mapping Prison Manuals and Measures for Reformation and Decongestion, and Legal Aid Through Law Schools, a report on working of legal aid cells in India. Chief Justice of India CJI D.Y. Chandrachud and Law Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal were present on the occasion. Earlier speaking at the event, the Chief Justice highlighted the importance of understanding ground realities for laws and policies to have a meaningful impact. He pointed out that the hallmark of all the publications released yesterday is the element of transparency. Campaigning has picked up momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, voting for the first phase of assembly polls will be held on 13th of this month. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh held a public rally at Loharhaga in Ranchi. He highlighted that Jharkhand was formed during the BJP-led government with the primary aim of making the state a model of development. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed a poll meeting at Domchanch in Koderma. He accused senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren of ruining the state and said that election is the right time to change the government. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge sought vote in favour of India bloc candidates at Mandu in Hazaribagh. He accused the BJP of dividing society in the name of religion. Senior JMM leader Hemant Soren also addressed a series of meetings across the state. Polling for the second phase in the state will take place on 20th of this month. Meanwhile, the India bloc released 7-point manifesto of the alliance. The Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge released the manifesto in presence of JMM leader Hemant Soren, senior RJD leader Jay Prakash Narayan Yadav and CPI ML leader Shubhendu Sen. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Kharge said that promises made in the manifesto include 2,500 rupees per month to every woman of the state and provision of 10 lakh jobs to the youth. Popular folk singer Sharda Sinha passed away in New Delhi. She was 72. She breathed her last at All India Institute of Medical Sciences in the national capital. Sharda Sinha was known for her Bhojpuri and Maithili folk songs. She was honoured with Padma Bhushan, Padma Shri and Sangeet Natak Akademi Awards. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of legendary folk singer Sharda Sinha. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "The Maithili and Bhojpuri folk songs sung by her have been very popular for the last several decades." He said the echo of her melodious songs in Chhath festival will always be remembered. The Prime Minister said her demise is an irreparable loss to the music world. He paid condolences to her family and fans in the hour of grief. Meanwhile, the Union Home Minister Amit Shah has expressed grief over the demise of legendary folk singer Sharda Sinha. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said Sharda Sinha gave new heights to Indian music for more than 5 decades with her melodious voice. He said Sharda Sinha, known as Bihar Kokila, made Maithili and Bhojpuri folk songs a hit among the masses. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting with the senior officials of the Assam government in Guwahati yesterday. Mr. Mohan has reviewed the ULFA Adivasi Karbi and the Masa National Liberation Army Accords in presence of Chief Secretary Ravi Kota and other top officials. The Home Secretary also reviewed the various issues on the rehabilitation of surrendered militants of several groups. Our correspondent reports that during the past few years, several militant groups in Assam laid down arms and joined the mainstream. The Indian Olympic Association, IOA, has submitted a letter of intent to the International Olympic Committee, IOC's future host commission, expressing India's desire to host the 2036 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Sources said the letter was submitted last month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had talked about his government's aspiration to host the 2036 Olympics. India's commitment to hosting the 2036 Games was further emphasized at the IOC's 141st session in Mumbai last year. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.